16 in front of 6 o'clock. We just can't wait to get to the best 5 minutes of the day, so we started a minute early. 53 degrees on a Tuesday morning. It's May 18th, 2021. And good morning to Jason Cairns.
Good morning.
You showed a picture on Facebook yesterday of where we were 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, it's hard to believe. 2 years ago, you and I were in Houston for the Living in the Larger Story Conference, a celebration of Larry Crabb. Still, you know, I think that's a real highlight for me professionally and I think personally. And there was just so much good about that weekend or that time down there. You and I with new and old friends down there together. So it was really a neat thing.
No, it was fantastic. It really was. What's on my heart this morning is just about the conflict of grace and legalism. Mm. What comes to mind when somebody mentions that to you?
That certainly that it's a conflict. Mm-hmm. You know, I think as Christians, regardless of where we're coming from, I think most of us would say yes, we believe in grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we believe that. I think most of us would even say that we believe grace is available to everyone. But when the rubber meets the road, I think sometimes our legalistic tendencies can rear their ugly heads and we say, yes, grace, but, you know, don't do that. Don't do this other thing. Are you sure you're really a Christian? You know, and so for me, I think it's we give grace with one hand and take it back with the other.
Yeah, there are those who would oppose what they proclaim as hyper grace. And yet I think it's come to me where it's like just even the song Amazing Grace and that description. I mean, I think we almost need a description before that to say God's ridiculously amazing grace because it's. Are you stunned by it? I loved a couple of things you said last week were as good as anything you've said in the time we did that. One of them was thirsty for grace. And I used that at the beginning and the end of my sermon on Luke 15 on Sunday in Mondovi because I asked people at the beginning and the end, how thirsty are you for grace? And that would be my question for people this morning. As you read about the Pharisees, and it does pick your gospel, they're not thirsty for grace. All right?
No.
They're not thirsty for grace because they're so full of their own self-righteousness. If that's where you are this morning, that's not a good place to be.
Agreed. You know, and I think that's the image that comes to mind to me as you're saying that is we need empty vessels to make space for God's grace. You know, whereas I think... too often in the legalistic or the Pharisaic tradition, they were already full of their own self-righteousness. So there was no room for them to receive grace because they didn't think they needed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when we come and recognize, boy, nothing of myself can I bring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm fully dependent upon God's grace.
Yeah.
It puts us in the right place to receive it.
I had a situation yesterday, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, where you think, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and be vulnerable with this. And then I was, and I sort of came out of it feeling, I woke up battling shame this morning. Shame for, I felt some of the response I got to what I shared. And I regret having been that open about a wrong I committed. Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, you know, I think there's actually a term for that, vulnerability hangover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that.
But the thing is, I'm not just hungover with having been vulnerable. It's like I felt the response of the hearers. Like I felt like, oh, I regret showing you that scar.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think there is some reality to, you know, we don't just indiscriminately share everything. We have a community of people who earn our trust with whom we share those things.
What happens when you're clouded? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about is clouded decision-making skills and recognizing those boundaries, I guess.
Well, you know, I think it's a learning process, right? I mean, I think we do those things and we're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that, you know, in that group of people. And then, you know, it changes our behavior in the future. But again, I think there are certain people I want to know everything that's going on in my life, but I'm not going to share that with just everyone.
But the thing is, you are really open, and that's why I've said to you even, I think on Saturday at breakfast, that part of why I've known it's almost, you'd be good on radio is because the authenticity that's there. It's, you've never met a survey you didn't like, it seems like, and you're like, hey, I'll answer that. I'll share that. And yet, sure. I don't know. I love God's grace. I need God's grace. Even when I walk sometimes, I'm like, mercy, grace, mercy. I just bring it on, and I just feel, I don't know. I pray other people can be in that place. I don't want to judge somebody else for judging, right? Because that seems to be counterproductive.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly. And that is, for me, is probably the biggest risk is, feeling Pharisaic about other people's Pharisaism.
Right.
Or legalistic about other people's legalism. And I'm fully aware of that tendency. Well, I think I'm fully aware of that tendency within myself. And sometimes it seems like I get blindsided by my own self-righteousness around that stuff.
Yeah, so I remember Philip Yancey, he and Chuck Colson need to alternate the closing column in Christianity Today. Pretty good tandem. And Yancey talked about that very thing. I mean, a champion for grace, but he's like, boy, to the degree I judge the other ones. We close with this. In the early days of our marriage, we lived in Elk Mound, and we had a quote from Chuck Swindoll, The Grace Awakening, by our kitchen sink. That still, after all the books Swindoll's written, it maybe is the most impactful one. But it was a pretty striking comment, and he said that, and maybe we can pick up on it tomorrow, he said that the greatest heresy is when we talk more about what we do for God than what he did for us.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
That deserves some unpacking, I think.
Maybe we'll pick it up there tomorrow. Thank you, Jason.
That's good. You bet.
Well, this is a ukulele, and we want to know if you've bought a musical instrument, and would you play a little bit for us at 396-1670, because today is Buy a Musical Instrument Day.
I love that. That seems like a big ask, Mark, but I bet we have at least three listeners who would be willing to play something from an instrument they own. You might have a piano sitting around. Just bring your little cell phone over there and call our text line, our voice or text line at 715-396-1670. We would love to hear the tiniest little rendition. One bar, if you will.
I mean, most people could plunk out something, right?
Yeah. My dog has fleas. That's how you tune a ukulele.
I remember we were doing something at a nursing home, and my friend Scott, growing up, because we'd do things with the residents, and he brought his baseball glove, and he played Take Me Out to the Ball Game on his nose flute. So maybe somebody has one of those.
Wow.
On Musical Instrument Day.
And so, I just love the idea of learning a musical instrument. I listened to the most beautiful piece of music last night. It was a violinist, and it occurred to me this violinist was Norwegian. She was Norwegian. She was playing a piece written by a German composer, playing it in the Forbidden City in China. And I thought, you know what? Music is universal. If you look at music, no matter what language you speak, you can play that music. And to me, that has the mark of God in it. The universality. If we could hand out sheet music, people might not understand a word they say, but they could all play that piece of music. Music is beautiful and it's powerful. Learning to play an instrument is difficult. Some of us have had our parents force us to play piano.
I'm so glad that mine did. About 8 years of piano lessons,
too.
And I'm so, so glad that they...
You had 8 years? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, do you think that those...
I used to be pretty good.
Do you think those pet peeve songs come out of nothing? I mean,
no, I did not play the score for that, but...
So at what age did you, what age or grade level did you halt with the piano?
End of high school.
Okay. Oh, wow. I mean, to see it through that long, though, doing something.
And the thing is, again, here I am at 33 years old, but still, I can still sight read decently, not necessarily big sweeping classical pieces of music like before I loved Beethoven.
Right.
But, I can open the hymnal and I can still play things.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm very thankful that my parents... Held my feet to the fire and made me do it. So.
I'm glad I know that about you. Come on, people. 715-396-1670. Dust off any musical instrument.
Maybe it's that recorder from your kid's childhood.
Yeah, it could be a recorder.
Lost.
Could be a kazoo. I don't know. It's Buy a Musical Instrument Day. Celebrate the day you bought that musical instrument.
There we go. Now, Caleb mentions 33, but he's 8 days away from 34.
Hey, you guys. It's Jackie from Eau Claire. Here, I bought a kazoo at Lark Toys a while back, and we always had fun with them at a woman's retreat. But this is for in honor of Caleb's birthday coming up. This is what I can play for you.
Good. You win.
There we go.
We didn't have any prizes, but you still win the day.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, that made my day. All right.
And here's the thing. When your birthday comes, don't most people, you want it to last like more than a day.
That's right.
Caleb, we're going to jump on it 8 days out. So it's going to be a good birthday celebration.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia on the Wib Wake Up Show. We will start off, as per usual, by having you call us in the studio, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Up for grabs, two Micon Cinemas movie passes. You can enjoy a show in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and also the new collaborative album, Chris Tomlin and Friends, including that song that we're playing a lot right now featuring Thomas Rhett, God Who Listens, and We the Kingdom, Florida Georgia Line, Lady A, Cassidy Pope, Rhett Young, many, many others in that collaborative album with Chris Tomlin. So all those prizes for you if you can be the first one to answer this correctly. 3% of adults, this is mind-boggling, 3% of adults say they have never eaten one of these. What is it? 715-723-2555. 3% of adults say they have never eaten one of these.
Never. Eaten one of these.
It's hard to believe.
That would lead me to believe that most people do eat one of these.
Yes, because then 97% have at least tried it once.
Right.
So.
Wonder what the thinking is exactly. Well, and again, if I even started to speculate, that would be a bit of a hint. So, all right.
715-723-2555 for a Chris Tomlin album and two Micon movie passes. Tuesday Trivia here in the Wib Wake Up Show.
Got our first caller. Hi.
Hi.
What do you think?
Is it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Good guess. It is not what we're looking for, but again, that's one of the things that a lot of people have tried. Not PB&J. Call us back.
715-723-2555. 3% of people.
3% of adults.
3% of American adults say they've never tried one of these. What is it?
715-723-2555. 723-2555.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, is it tomato?
Tomato.
Good guess.
Close guess.
I could be sort of on the right track with that, but not what we're looking for. Yeah. Call us back.
All right.
Yeah, people are picky.
It's not PB&J. It's not tomato. So 97% of adults have tried one of these, but 3% of adults say they have never eaten one of these for two Micon movie passes and Chris Tomlin and Friends CD.
When you say people are picky, I mean, that's a whole nother subject in terms of picky eaters. Have you seen those surveys on Facebook, like things that you've never tried or you wouldn't eat?
Yes.
And I have to say, in my household of five, there is one member of the household that does not like to eat these, but has, doesn't particularly like to eat them, but has.
Are you that person?
No.
Okay.
Cooper. I enjoy these.
Anyhow, that was
it's
my guess.
Cooper, it's actually Lily.
Ah, okay. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. What are we doing?
3% of adults say they've never eaten one of these. Tuesday Trivia on the Wib.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got you. Go ahead.
Good morning. Is it a taco?
Is it a taco?
Ooh.
Everybody should have tacos.
Absolutely. Good guess.
It is not a taco.
On a Tuesday, too. Taco Tuesday. So, all right.
Thank you. Try back. 723-2555. 3% of adults say they've never eaten one of these. It is not a PB&J. It is not a taco. And it is not a tomato.
And it's not green eggs and ham. Hi, what's your guess?
We're guessing an apple.
An apple.
Oh.
Not an apple.
What a sad life that would be.
We eat so many apples.
But that was a good guess. Okay, so what I like about the guess of the apple and the tomato is it's in that same area of fresh.
Hi, what's your guess?
Great. I was going to say avocado, but I'm not sure that's in that area.
You know what? Yeah. Troy from Holcomb just texted in. Actually, Troy, you got to call in right now, then we'll switch to the text line. He said avocado as well, and you're both wrong. So I'm just calling back.
But thank you for guessing.
I would say avocado and tomato are both tracking in the right direction.
They could be part of this.
3% of adults say they've never eaten one of these.
Hi, you're on the Whip Wake Up Show.
How about a BLT?
A BLT?
My favorite sandwich.
Should we give a big clue?
Go ahead.
There's an ingredient on a BLT that, again, is right in the same vein with everything, with tomatoes and avocados, and one ingredient of the BLT is definitely part of this as well.
Hi there.
Is it a cucumber?
It is not a cucumber, but again, cucumber.
That could be part of this.
Avocado, tomato.
All right.
What are we cooking up here?
Jad thinks he knows.
Is it lettuce?
Is it lettuce? A lettuce would be that ingredient from the BLT.
It might be even the main ingredient.
We'll give you a bonus guess here. Bonus guess.
Yeah, bonus guess.
Put all those things together. What are we talking about? 3% of adults say they've never eaten one of these.
And BLT.
And lettuce is the main ingredient.
Yep. What do you think? We're putting you on the spot.
Okay. I was missing part of the contest, and I was just thinking we were going for lettuce. So the whole thing is that.
So 3% of adults have never eaten one of these,
and it can.
Yes.
A salad.
It's a salad. Yes. Lettuce and avocado and tomato and cucumbers and whatever else. Bacon bits. Yes, it's a salad.
Julie, do you like salad?
I love salad.
Julie, where are you calling from today?
Oliva.
Julie from Oliva, we've got 2 Mikon movie passes and a Chris Tomlin and Friends album for you. Yes, 3% of adults say they have never eaten a salad.
And my question is, have they tried that Snicker salad with apples and Cool Whip?
Right, because
that's
this
technically
is America,
a salad.
And we count lots of things as salads.
That's so a stretch.
If you've ever visited the salad bar at like Golden Corral, you're like, no, that's really a stretch.
Yeah.
It's
hey,
cool
good
whip.
Job. Way to hang in there and be a good sport. You won the Chris Tomlin, the new one from him, plus 2 tickets to go see a movie at MyCon, okay?
Good job.
Great job, Julie.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
All right, what do we got going here, Susan?
We have a list of skills that your kid needs to be an awesome adult. Hmm. As I'm reviewing this list, I was thinking there are some of these skills that I need to be an awesome adult. So just a nice little resource for you. Mark, get us started. What is a skill here on the Whip Wake Up Show that your kid needs to have to be an awesome adult?
Yeah, this got my attention in reading this. Teach them to have at least one great meal prep under their belt.
Oh.
And you can't help but read this and go to yourself like, well, do you have that?
You do, right?
I mean, I can do spaghetti, taco soup. I can do the wild rice soup.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Mission accomplished. You're an awesome
grill.
Adult.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Skills
what
your
else?
Kid needs to be an awesome adult here in the Whip Wake Up Show. Teach them to hold the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
store,
good.
Store, church, home, etc.
Whether it's for
others.
A man or woman, that is just plain courteous. I love it.
I am a big door holder. The thing is, though, sometimes in the current climate, I reach for it and hold the door, and if it's a woman, I don't know if she's going to hit me. You know, I just don't know. But so far, so good.
Okay,
so
we'll
far,
keep
so
doing
it's
it.
Polite. Keep on
thank
doing
you.
It.
And then if she does hit you, that'll be exciting to hear about on the Whip Wake Up Show.
And again, I hold for men and women. You know, it's just
nice.
An act of humility and service. But go ahead.
Okay, here's another skill your kid needs to be an awesome adult. Teach them to use the turn signal when driving.
Truth.
So true.
Flick of the wrist.
Yeah.
I heard that on a pet peeve song.
In fact, I used to hear my kids, they would echo what I was saying, like, what you doing, Jack? I'm like, I must say that a lot. What you doing, Jack? All right.
Teach them to always replace the toilet roll.
Always.
Seriously, when it's getting down there, just make sure there's something available for the next person.
Common courtesy.
We've got one of these holders in our bathroom that, you know, 3 extra rolls. So the thing is, when that thing gets down... Go get the extra 3, which it occurs to me. I'm not sure if somebody did that.
I like
morning,
that.
So,
was that right. from the Doomsday Prepper catalog? You got that?
Yeah, right.
Skills your kid needs to be an awesome adult. You're in the Whip Wake Up Show. How about this? Teach them a strong handshake and eye contact, right?
Oh.
Meet the eyes of people, adults, kids, young or old.
Yes.
A good, strong handshake. Not the limp fish handshake.
Yeah.
Oh,
good,
right.
strong handshake.
I like that.
Meet their eyes.
Or teach them to pursue their interests, even as a hobby, even if it's eclectic. Mm. That's what makes you an interesting person. Some might say quirky, some might say weird, but I think it's important to have a hobby. And that's encourage your kid to do that.
Someone already encouraged me this morning. Be who you are.
I love it.
Teach them to always write thank you notes. The former and the late president, George Herbert Walker Bush, was famous for this, actually.
Mm. Yeah, love it. Skills your kid needs to be an awesome adult. How about this one? Teach them to always have a recommendation at the ready. So topic of books, movies, TV shows, or restaurants comes up. Always have something you can recommend. And that's a way of serving others, right?
I love that. Because you hate it when it's like, I don't care. What do you want? It's so nice to say, we're doing this. Okay, and finally, the final recommendation is to teach them to call their mom. You know what? There's just, even if you don't really feel like doing it, it's really surprising kids how much it means just for your mom to hear from you without saying, you never write, you never call. Just call your mom.
I texted my mom this morning. She and my stepdad are coming this Friday, so looking forward to that. And first time we will see them in a long time, but I'm sure I could call her more.
You guys are awesome adults. I'm getting there.
Yeah,
right. Well, have Americans discovered the fountain of youth, or are we just deluding ourselves? At least in their minds, it appears that most Americans feel younger than they really are. A new survey finds on average people say they feel 7 years younger than their actual age.
Huh.
Respondents add they don't even begin to embrace getting older until they hit the ripe old age of 47. It's a survey of 2,000 Americans over age 40 reveals nearly 80% of us, 77% is the actual number, feel younger than they actually are. Over half still see their younger selves when they look in the mirror. Close to half of respondents refuse to admit that they're getting old, and more than a third say they get offended if someone calls them old.
Oh, my goodness.
Finally, here's what makes us feel old, and then we'll talk about what makes the three of us feel old.
Okay.
Seeing a celebrity they've never heard of makes a third of people feel like, yeah, I'm getting up there. Having trouble seeing in a dimly lit room, 26%, and not being on TikTok, 24% contributes to people feeling like they're too old.
I have not
even touched TikTok. The only way I watch TikToks is if they're posted on another social media platform.
Right.
Again, I think they're fun, but I'm not down
with it. I thought it was Chinese spyware.
And it may be.
Here's the thing.
I would blow up my knee and my Achilles if I tried dancing on TikTok. And also, I'm carrying more than my share of spare tire, too. So, no, I'm not going to be on
not
there.
Not true. He looks great, you guys.
I'm not even on Instagram, much less getting the TikTok. So,
well, this thing about people feeling younger than they really are, I feel like that is a phenomenon since NSAIDs, like since Napperson and Aleve. I would believe that because then I can function as a younger person. But without those pharmaceuticals, I'm in trouble.
It is interesting. Seeing a picture, I saw recently on Facebook, I may have become friends with a fella in my class of 82. And I thought, wow, he looks older. So you do have that sense, right, in which you think other people do, but you don't necessarily think you do. And I am complimented by, I've heard a number of people over the years say that, oh, you don't look that age. So,
right.
Now, yeah, there's a little bit more gray on the sides, so maybe more
like
and more.
You don't look like the Crypt Keeper. You just look like his son.
Yeah, so, right, yeah.
You know, here's the thing. Here was my getting old moment real quick. So, I was not able to be as athletic as my younger brother, Josh. But there was a time when I was 15 years old, I dunked a basketball for the first time.
Cool.
Good job.
Could do it just a little bit my freshman year of college. So anyway, so that was what I could do. So we went to the Minnesota Science Museum one time, and they had like this whole thing about sports. And so they had basketballs up in rows showing this is how high an NBA player can jump, etc. So I picked out the one that was at the height of the rim, 10 feet.
Wow.
And figured, Dad can still grab the rim. I just swatted complete air and hurt my knee. And I just realized, you can't go back.
No.
Can't go back.
You could dunk until what age?
Probably late teens. I don't know.
Okay.
I tried a lot.
All right. So
there's
kind of that window. Okay.
Yeah. That window when I was actually playing basketball a lot.
Well, and here's my tip for contentment, especially women. Women are very self-conscious about aging because you see someone like Demi Moore and she's like, well, she's my age, but she looks fantastic. We always think we could look better, but I look at pictures of myself 10 years ago, and I thought, what was I whining about? I looked young. So now I'm thinking, when I'm 70, I'm going to look back and say, I look great. So embrace your age. It beats the alternative, as my dad always says.
Mm.
And
yeah, absolutely.
Embrace who you are.
Absolutely.